All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. The hot seat's coming up, Al. I want to talk about being trendy, because I'm not.
I'm either.
I mean, I am a trend ender.
Okay.
Whenever you see me jump on a trend, it's officially over. And I want to explain that. My wife has always believed that. She does not find me trendy or topical.
If you're over 30, it's pretty tough to
No, I wasn't top. I wasn't trendy when I was 30. I've never been trendy.
Al has on the same outfit he had on when I left here in 2009.
No, I know he does. Al is not trendy at all.
No.
But on the line with us is a man who is on the front end of most big trends in America.
Yeah.
Our good friend, football authority from GCobb.com, the great GCobb. Hi, GCobb.
How's it going, Angelo?
Hey, G, let me start with the news that we're just getting this morning from the, where is this?
Well, it's a Bleeding Green Nation
Senior
posted
Bowl?
It, but
Senior
it's
Bowl?
At the Senior Bowl, and this guy, Pro Football Network, Tony Pauline, has hit a lot of stuff on the Eagles in the past couple of years. So he says that the word out of there, out of Mobile, is the Eagles are aggressively pursuing cornerbacks in free agency, which they need to be, and the two names, obviously, Chris Harris and Byron Jones.
Can they help, G? Is that a big help to us if we get one of those guys?
Without a doubt. You know, I think that you're looking at two guys that are great cover guys, and I think they'll help with the fundamentals and the growth of the younger corners that Eagles have on the team. The thing that's really frustrating is I didn't think I saw any of the guys getting better, you know, and that doesn't mean getting faster and everything, but getting smarter. You know, playing the game and just being more, more prepared each game for what the other team's going to do and just doing a better job with your fundamentals and everything. I didn't really see them getting better year after year. That was frustrating.
All right. I would like to read to you an exclusive letter from Mr. Howie Roseman, GM of the Eagles, to me, G.
Oh, God.
And I want to know if you think he can keep this promise. He wrote to me. Here's hoping that I have 30 more years at WIP and that the confetti will fall on our heads a few more times. Then he said, it will happen again, I promise. Will he be able, I'm going to be here 3 more years max, all right? Will he be able to fulfill his promise and get confetti in our hair in the next 3 years, GCobb?
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, offhand, I would say, you know, no, the chances are slim. Just 3 years, definite. I think that if you give it a little bit more time, I think there's probably more time. Let's say the next 5 to 6 years, I would give them a
You're
going
to have
chance.
To sign a contract extension
five
now.
5 to 6 years. You've seen me, G. There's no way I can make it that long. I have a nurse with me now. All right, G.
You got to start working out more, Angelo, then.
It's not, believe me, no. Gee, a couple other things I want to get to. The offensive coordinator situation is getting interesting to me because a lot of names keep dropping off. You know, the guy from USC, he's not there.
Kafka,
he was supposed to be there. He's not there. Gee, why not just give it to Deuce? Hasn't he earned that opportunity?
I think that Deuce, definitely, I think he's earned the opportunity. Obviously, what they're looking for is not what what they see in Deuce, though, it seems like. I could see where, you know, he probably would bring the running game a little bit, make it more prominent in the offense.
Yeah.
Because he's got a great feel for that. And if you look at what has happened in this year's playoffs, how these teams with great running games have been able to dominate, you know, I definitely think there's a there's room for that, but obviously what they're looking for is somebody to enhance the passing game more. See, you can tell by the other people they talk to. The job doesn't look as appetizing because you don't get a chance to call the plays. And if you're not calling the plays, people don't really see you as an offensive coordinator, a really true offensive coordinator. So that's the shortcoming of coming here. And that's why I think that it hasn't been the kind of job they've been able to fill yet, you know, with the guys that they want.
Well, I really hope they still give Deuce that chance, Jay. Jay, I want to talk, I want to go back 15 years for a second because the one silver lining I see in Andy Reid getting back to the Super Bowl is that maybe finally now we can get an explanation for what happened on the last drive the Eagles had where they scored the touchdown in a game they were trailing by 10. I want to take you back there for a second. It's real weird. We didn't even know this when we got this tape up. It was on Fox, and the broadcasters were Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and Chris Collinsworth. Chris was the second analyst then, and this is the Eagles moving downfield, down 10 in the final minutes. Listen.
Another blitz from New England. McNabb over the middle. Pass is complete, and that's another first down.
And they are letting a lot of time click away here.
Unbelievable how much time they're spending in the huddle.
I don't understand this at all, not getting into a no-huddle offense and trying to keep as much time on the clock as possible. Just walking up to the line of scrimmage. It's third down and 10. How many Philadelphia fans are screaming at the TV saying, hurry up?
We're still screaming 15 years later, all right? Do you have any – will we finally get an explanation for what happened in that drive?
I don't know that we will ever get an explanation. You know, I just didn't understand that at all. I didn't know maybe that that Donovan wasn't all there. He just wasn't, you know, I don't know what it was because, at least you're hurrying up, you know, it was just hard to watch because, you know, they're just taking their time and the clock is running down and, you know, even that, you're taking even extra time. They weren't even running at regular pace. They were just running slow.
Right,
it was frustrating to look at that.
But this is the thing, Jay, all right? It's the second time Reed is going to the Super Bowl. It's inevitable in that long ramp up to the game. Somebody's going to ask him to go back to the first time and explain what happened. That's why I'm thinking maybe by now he's ready to tell us what really happened.
Well, you know, he's definitely going to be asked about it. Mm. But come on, how much chance is it that he's going to really open up about
Zero.
It?
Zero.
So he's not. He's going to remain unwilling to give us the real story. Well, this is why it's so hard for me to gee. This is why I can't root for him. He never told me the truth. He's got all these bad guys on his team. Why would I want to root for Andy Reid? Can you help me to understand why so many people want to root for him?
I mean, meeting Andy is a nice person. I mean, you know, he's not like some coaches where he's very acerbic with, even when he's dodging a question, he doesn't really insult whoever's asking it, you know, personally. And it doesn't seem like he gets personal with the, with animus, towards a guy in an interview and things. So Andy's always been looked on as a good guy. And even with the fact that some of these guys he's got on the team, you know, you look at it and you go, this guy is not a good person, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, but you know, you think, where is Andy trying to help this guy? That he think he can help this guy, you know? And I think that some ways maybe he thinks he can, and maybe he's not being honest with himself about that. But I do think Andy cares about his players, and that's what comes through, and that's why the guys like him, is that Andy does come across like he cares about the guys that are playing for him. So that's the positive. Some of the guys that he has led into action, you go like, you know, that guy's not a good person. You know,
they're bad guys. Frank Clark is an awful guy. Tyreek Hill is horrible.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy is dreadful. He's a cop beater. I hate these guys. Jay, where are you on this? Where are you?
I understand where you're coming from. Okay, now I feel like I'm right in the middle of this. Because,
there's no middle.
You know,
pick a side, Jay. Pick a side.
Let me say this, Angelo. And being totally open, I do things. I work for the NFL, and I try to counsel with guys that got issues.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So you try to counsel them. Okay. In fact, I do a thing every week where I go into the prisons and talk to guys in prison. Okay. Now, should we just say, hey, loser or creep? Or how much should you extend? You know, how long should the guy's prison sentence be? You know, all these type of things, you know, I feel like I'm right in the middle of it. Now, some of it gives you the creep is if you find out what a guy did and everything, but at the same time, you know he's going to get out. You're going to try to help the guy. There are guys that play in the NFL where guy done some things that weren't good, but, you know, he's got a family. You know, you want to see the guy do well. You know, the guy says, hey, he wants to change his ways. You try to help the guy. So at times it's not as clear as just, hey, this guy's a bad guy. We're all going to just...
Hey, G, you're fading in and out. You're fading in and out. We're not getting every word. So just tell me this. Should the fans of this city be rooting for Andy Reid? Yes or no? Yes or no? I can only hear certain words.
Angelo, I say mercy. Yes, root for the guy.
No. We lost you, G. We totally lost
Angelo.
You.
Mercy, Angelo, mercy.
We lost you, G. I'm sorry.
I hear what G is saying.
Go.
What he's saying, you know, guys are going to prison. You know, you want to give them a second chance. These are guys in prison.
Right.
Frank Clark was going to get signed by someone. Or did they trade for him? Whatever. Seattle had already decided that they were fine with what he did in college.
Yeah.
So this wasn't Andy Reid giving Frank Clark a second chance. He signed him. You know, he brought him there because he was a great player.
Abuse. And he brought him to
and team. By the way, he did, I believe, after maybe a year ago, threaten a reporter who brought it up on Twitter.
Do
on
I
Twitter.
Have to play Frank Clark for you again? Is that what you need right now?
No, I'm not going to get upset at a guy cursing. I mean, that doesn't bother me.
No, how about attitude? You enjoy his attitude?
I enjoy Richard Sherman when he goes off like that, too.
James Palmer.
And I think he's a great guy.
James Palmer of NFL Network is getting to interview Frank Clark after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the class act. All of you Andy Reid fans, you're going to be rooting for him at the Super Bowl.
I posted the comments that you said to me. And all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media said,
they must not know who I am yet. They're going to find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger. At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own and last name on it, that's the KC. KC, ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, the was gonna change. Look at the we're the best in the world.
Go enjoy it.
Yep. Enjoy that Super Bowl, you Andy Reid fans. It's gonna be fun for you. Thomas is on the line next. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Tom, a lot of problems with the lines today. I'm sorry we couldn't keep you on the last time. What do you got to say this morning?
I'd like to talk about Burks. The lineup and the trade. Now, I heard about a trade for Derrick Rose.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
On Yahoo Sports.
Would you like Derrick Rose?
Why would you even...
Do you want him on your team?
No.
Okay, who do you want?
Heck no. Is he a shooter? I thought we need shooters.
Well, he's kind of a shooter. On our team, he would be.
And he's been a journeyman. He's been going from team to team each year. And my second part is the lineups that he has. This is the only problem I have with Brett Brown. I try to defend him sometimes with people. It's his lineup. What does he have against Burke? Burke plays very well. A reporter asked him last week, why is Burke not playing?
Well, he doesn't like him. His own father, Burke's own father, hates Brett Brown.
That's the guy who riffed him, right?
Yeah.
That guy, number 30, Nito, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I can't say it right. Brett Brown said about him, he was rotten on the shelf, and I didn't want him rotten on the bench, so that's why I played him. But for the last three or four games, you haven't seen Burke. And I don't understand why.
All right, Tom, we're not fully picking up everything you're saying, but can we agree on this? Brett Brown stinks as a strategist on the bench. He's not a good coach. Do you agree with me?
100%.
See, we're making progress
point guard,
here.
Yes or no?
See, Al, that's what you call bonding. We got together. Thomas, where you eat your last meal?
The Cheese Factory.
Cheesecake Factory is nice. Give him a spin on the Cheesecake Factory.
No prize wheel gets spun and actually going to land on winner.
Oh, yeah, you got something there, Tommy.
Number six, a pair of tickets to Ramstein North American Tour 2020, taking place Sunday, August 23rd at Lincoln Financial Field. The ticket pre-sale.
Pre-sale. You can get it beforehand, yes.
takes place this Thursday, January 23rd from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the password DUHAST at Ticketmaster.com.
Right. Mitch, you're going to have to get
I'm going to have to get these.
You might want to read it before you say it or something. Like, it's just reading. It's not that hard. 888-729.
Have you ever been me trying to read, Angela? I have to sound things out.
888-729-9494. When we come back, Al, why I am not trendy, and I need to find people who are. WIP Sports Time, 960.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.